Enough of that. No, I'll try and chew you off into little bits. No, Peanut, don't. Supposed to be a good cat. You're gorgeous, aren't you? Hey? So this is bloody Peanut. He's just gorgeous. Aren't you? Hey? Aren't you? Oh, I love you. Tomorrow we're going to take him to the vets. Not tomorrow. Next. Oh, about another week or so, we're going to take him to the vets and get his balls cut off. And the woman said, oh, what sort of cat is he? And I said, oh, he's a tortoise shell, you know. And she says, oh, well, most tortoise shells are female. And I says, well, yeah, well, he's a boy. Oh, yeah, but we get a lot of people in here thinking their cat's a boy cat. And, you know, it's really a girl, so it costs more to get them de-sexed. I said, no, it's a boy. And, yeah, I actually had to go double check, you know what I mean? Just to make sure I wasn't losing my mind with this woman and her fucking, oh, fuck yeah, told you your cats are all female, yeah, you know. Yes, and I sort of, yeah, Peanut, come here, I need you for a sec. Peanut, come here. Oh, my God. Can't see that on the camera. Yes, it looks like a fine set of testicles to me. So, where do we go? You're a good boy. Hey? You're a beautiful boy. Hey? Beautiful, aren't you? So, yeah. So this bloody woman. Oh, fuck. When you turn that light, it gets dark. And I've been training him by initially just pushing him away from a fucking tit, you know. Oh, just, you know. He's a sort of cat equivalent to sort of Down syndrome. He just, And he's special and he's lovely, aren't you? And so what I've been doing is when he wants love and time, attention and bonding and all that sort of stuff. Let me put the fucking light back on. You know, instead of getting the bloody, getting on fucking throwing himself at my tit. Been giving, pushing him away for starters, and second thing is, giving him positive sort of love and affection and physical contact and, getting his needs met. For sort of family and relationships and all this sort of stuff. Yes, you're gorgeous, aren't you? You're so gorgeous. Look at that. Aren't you lovely? So getting all his needs met. Not all his needs, but, you know, getting his needs met when he needs them to be met. By being loving and kind, you know. Aren't you gorgeous? You are so gorgeous. And, gradually, he still sort of tries, he still looks at my tit and goes, oh, it's a bit of excellent tit. And, you know, but gradually he's slowly turning to where he's sort of turning to me for love and affection and physical contact and family and stuff. And he's only sort of glancing at the tit, my tit for a bit, you know, which is really good. You know, I'm not into sort of, I don't sort of care. It's not a sort of, it's not a sexual sort of thing. It's just, you know, he needs contact. He's a bit sort of special in his own unique sort of way. And so what I'm doing is very slowly conditioning him out of the habits that sort of are really not good for me and into habits that are good for both of us. And that means that, you know, because it's not a sexual thing when he latches onto my tit, but, you know, it's a sort of, one of my friends reckoned, yeah, that sort of happens when, you know, kittens are weaned and they're far too young, sort of when it's done, you know. And, and plus, oh, fuck, I need a light. And plus when he's, And plus, it's not a good thing, you know, a kitten's mouth and, or this young cat's mouth and my tit, they make a perfect match, but his little flat rows of teeth, you know, his little flat rows of teeth between his big pointy sort of saber tooth type teeth, that's top and bottom sets, they're made to cut through meat, you know what I mean? And they're not good around the nipple. Quite sore. You know, so, God, I don't know how fucking, I forget the sort of appropriate, the bio, not the socially appropriate age to wean children, you know what I mean? Oh, you're gorgeous, aren't you? Yeah, you're beautiful. Oh, you're lovely. You're lovely. Hey. I'm so proud of you. You're a good cat. I don't know the socially, not the socially appropriate, but the sort of biologically appropriate age to wean children, you know, to seeing, well, they're sort of big enough and old enough and are they actually sort of genuinely losing the need to be on the tit, you know? But fuck, I'd hate to be, if I was a woman, I'd hate to be breastfeeding children when they're getting their fucking teeth. Oh, Jesus, you know? I think that's probably the right age to do it. But, yeah. We sort of grew up in with the farming, with the in-laws and the farming family, and the women are just, them and all the kids, they just sit there and pull a tit out and stick the baby on at the fucking table and everybody's sitting around the table and no one gave a fuck, you know what I mean? It's just part of life, you know? So, you know? Feeding the children. He's going to sleep. Yeah, so feeding. Peanuts has gone off to sleep. Oh, excellent. Yeah, don't get into torturing cats, you know. But I got a new vacuum cleaner and I just wanted to see what they'd do, you know, so I started to, they were on the bed and I started the fucking vacuum cleaner up and waved the wand over towards their directions and they were all sort of, you know, shitting bricks and sort of like, I thought, oh, yeah, that's enough, you know, just not shitting bricks with fright, but it's like a giant sort of hissing snake to them, so they don't like it, so, you know. I watched their reaction for a bit, and then, but yeah, that's enough, you know. Oh, what a dull, what a fucking amazing life. So there's Peanut. Isn't he just gorgeous? Oh, God. I was just thinking, I haven't set... Oh, I can't remember if... Was it this camera or the other one, the other camera program where I've set the fucking video resolution to being fairly low, you know? Because the other program is a sophisticated... camera type program and this program is the native program that comes with the phone and it's pretty basic and it's pretty sort of shit, you know. They could have done a lot better with it, you know. But yeah. Time for bed, I think. Well, good morning, MGTOW men. I'm going off to bed. Okay, bye-bye.